Thanks for tuning in today to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. I think it's fair to say we have issues about gender identity and expression in this country. A couple of examples. Right now, 10 states are suing the Obama administration over the president's directive that transgender people should be allowed to use public bathrooms that align with their gender identity. Last year, a mom wrote a blog post complaining about the girls' t-shirts and shorts that were cut to fit snugly and tightly, while the boys' clothes were not. And the post went viral, and Target ended up partnering with that mom to work on changing their girls' clothes. Well, comedian and writer Jessie Klein has spent a lot of time thinking about how she wanted to be a girl and how other people expected her to be a girl. And she wrote about that in her memoir called You'll Grow Out of It.
Yeah, so we're just like, I am a girl. It sounds like, you know, when they talk about aliens having to imitate a person, like, I am a girl person.
Yes.
And was born one, still am one. And yet it felt very uncomfortable and difficult for a lot of it. I was definitely a tomboy growing up, and I just generally feel more comfortable. I don't know. I don't want to say not being girly, because anything that I do should sort of inherently be girly because I'm a girl, and yet there is what is kind of the acceptable standard of girliness. And I'm sure men, you know, the standard of what masculine is, I think in some ways is as suffocating, if maybe just a little more physically forgiving.
You use the word tomboy. Do they still say tomboy? That's probably what we would have called you when I was a kid.
I guess people are still being called tomboys, you know, obviously, and I think in a good way, there's more recognition now of, you know, people's sexual identities falling on a spectrum and people's gender identities falling on a spectrum. But I believe that a tomboy, in the sense that I'm using it, is probably still a thing, in the sense of a young, presumably straight girl who just is rejecting having to do all the stuff. The way I didn't want to do all that stuff.
From early on?
From very early on, yeah.
Tell me about that. What do you first remember about feeling that way?
I just never wanted to wear a skirt or a dress. I just was like, but what? Why would I do that? That seems real dumb. Yeah, I just kind of, all of the stuff of makeup and hair and, I don't know, it just, none of it appealed to me.
So as you're growing up, You're not dressing girly. Halloween rolls around, age 10, and Jessie Klein is?
Oh, yeah, I was Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx. And that was, I mean, I'm just picturing the roominess, the bagginess, not to mention the manniness of the Groucho Marx. That just seems like a lot of you. I picture you dressed that way all growing up.
Different. I mean, yeah, the costume didn't require a huge stretch.
Right.
It was really, one, if you knew me, you might not have even known I was dressed for Halloween. Yeah, I was wearing baggy pants and I think a blazer that belonged to my dad. And I did buy the mustache and the glasses. I wore a lot of my dad's old shirts. So that should tell you something about where I was at.
Is there even a possible answer to the question of why?
I mean, gosh, why? I think growing up, you know, I didn't have a mother who was modeling that type of behavior for me. But I suppose it was all around me anyway. It just wasn't me.
You had an inner voice in your head, and it was a dude.
Yeah, my inner voice was like a totes dude. Yeah, I think it just seemed like the voice of a narrator, the idea of like someone telling a story, the way as we walk through our day, we're kind of constantly talking to ourselves and telling the story to ourselves of what is happening. And it seemed like a storyteller was a guy. That's like the most, I guess, sort of Freudian-ish way that I can put it. And I just didn't hear a feminine pitched voice in my head. I'm trying to think even now if I guess I feel the same way. I just hear a voice. I guess it's more genderless than anything.
Can you do the voice?
What's up? No, I don't know. It's it just was up. It just didn't, you know, it wasn't like, so, wow, what am I going to do now? I don't know. I mean, that's horrible too. But I guess it was just the sense that self-determination and narrating were male things.
So how did that play out as you grew up? What happened to the tomboy?
I was very tomboyish, I think, until, you know, I dated my college boyfriend. And then, you know, we kind of broke up at the time in life when a lot of my friends or just people start to get married. I suddenly became single for the first time and I didn't know how to do it. And I think all of a sudden I felt like maybe it was time to renovate the house and start to, you know, I was like, oh, maybe it's necessary to kind of get it together a little bit in terms of working on my feminine wiles or what have you. And that's when I started to, I probably bought some skirts and some dresses, and and it wasn't all just me bending. It was also internally directed too. I was like, I think I'd like to try to look more stereotypically like a girl who would like to have a boyfriend. And so that's probably in my late 20s, I kind of gave up like the backpack, because my best friend, I met her at a bar one evening and I had my backpack and I set it down on the floor. Yeah. And my friend, in the very loving way that only your most loving friends will say, she said, "Jesse, your backpack is hurting my feelings." And that was when I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's time to lose the backpack.
You know, the funny thing is a lot of people have a problem with gender ambiguity, but everybody loves a tomboy. Early on, at least, it's very charming.
Oh, yeah. It's adorable.
What's that about?
Well, I don't know. I guess the closest I could come to saying what it's about is kids are pre-puberty. And so seeing a little girl kind of running around in her overalls, what have you, it feels sort of acceptable and unthreatening. And then post-puberty, when a woman's sexuality, not to get all Vassar College about it, but when a woman's sexuality is sort of, when there's this new standard of what is understood and what is expected, I think women who don't look like that, you know, it can make people angry.
As you say, nobody likes a tom man.
I mean, nobody likes a tom man. I think that's true.
We've been talking about this issue of what gender even means. And as you said, we all react to this in some way. So I wonder, have you come up with your own take on what gender even means to you?
Gosh, I don't know that I have my own take. You know, what's important to me is I'm kind of in the camp of like, I just want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to do what feels right for them.
Jesse Klein is a comedian and a writer, and her book is called You'll Grow Out of It. Here in Washington, that initiative that would have limited trans people's ability to use public bathrooms that aligned with their gender identity, that missed its signature deadline last week. So that's not happening for now. We're tweeting out a link to a recent interview we did with the Gender Justice League director, Danny Aschini. She talked about how she is sick of arguing about bathroom use for trans people. We'll send that out to you at KUOW. You're tuned to The Record.